This is an ABC podcast.
Hello, Whippy. Anne Jones here, and you're listening to sounds sent in from all over Australia from the audience of Off Track. So, if you can't get into the bush at the moment, don't worry. Close your eyes and listen to this bushwalk with a gang of nature lovers. That first recording was sent in from Clare in Fountaindale in New South Wales, full of bellbirds and an enthusiastic whipbird too. Gregory Barnes sent in this a similar species mix, the bellbirds tink tink tinking and a whipbird cutting through the bush sounds. Whipbirds are a favourite in the Aussie bush, secretive little fellows with flat-top haircuts and a cutting call. In the main, the eastern whipbird is olive green and the male has a striking black from head to foot on his front with a fetching white patch on the chin. I thought I'd go through all the different recordings that I've been sent of whipbirds from the audience across Australia to see what we can hear. Here's Mark from Limpin Woods whipbird recording. Hear that lovely long lead in, increasing in loudness, followed by that crack? Absolutely delightful. In Mark's recording, you can hear really clearly that this is a call and response. It's the pair. One goes ooh whip, and the other one goes choo choo, or a choo choo, or chuck chuck, or a woohoo hoo. It's called an antiphonal duet. And from the Sunshine Coast hinterland, Deanne sent in this gorgeous set of bird sounds. Eastern whipbirds are found along the bottom two-thirds of the east coast of the mainland. They like to live in wet forest and prefer foraging close to the ground. There is a western whipbird, but I don't have any recordings from southeast WA of this bird. Apparently it sounds really different than the eastern one. So if you live in WA, record it and send it to offtrack@abc.net.au. We'd like to hear the comparison. Mary from Dorrigo had a whipbird young one who she says was learning how to call. Getting there. Carol sent in this lovely bird song, saying it's a whipbird. Now, Carol, you're not the only person who has sent in a recording like this thinking it's a whipbird. It's actually a grey shrike thrush. And yeah, they are a little bit whippy. It has that slide whistle quality, but it doesn't have that sharp crack. But don't be worried, Carol. The grey shrike thrush is one of the best singers in Australia, so you'll be well entertained with him or her in your area. Sometimes the whipbird doesn't stand out quite so strongly as this one from Jason from Warragul in Victoria. What a whip! They can be hidden among a cacophony. This recording has a whipbird in it, according to Bronwyn. Or does it? I thought I'd better get an expert opinion.
Hello again to the Off Track crew. This is Elliot Leach, currently self-isolating in Brisbane. I hope that everyone's staying safe and happy in lockdown and you're enjoying the broadcast from Auntie. Anne's asked me to describe what I can hear in this recording, which was made on the Atherton Tablelands in far north Queensland. There's a lot going on in this one, so I've chosen to talk about 15 seconds at a time. Bronwyn reckons there's an eastern whipbird calling somewhere in her recording, so let's see if we can find it. So first of all, I heard two doves, a peaceful dove, and then a Wampu fruit dove started gurgling away. Interspersed with them was the piping of a white-throated tree creeper. Next, the crazy thing that sounds like a cat getting strangled is a spotted catbird. A fantail cuckoo calls once in the background, it's fairly distant. And then a brown jerigony starts its little There's at least two golden whistlers which are defending their territories probably. A spangled drongo starts cackling away. And somewhere in the middle, a Victoria's riflebird makes its harsh psh. Now they tend to call, you know, once every 3 minutes or so it's kind of lucky to get that one in.
And that is just the first 15 seconds. Elliot Leach is on the hunt for a whipbird call in what has to be one of the most dense recordings I've ever received at Off Track. Now, on to the next 15 seconds of sound.
So it starts off with two birds that most people on the East Coast are probably familiar with, rainbow lorikeet and pied currawong. But then a male peacock starts honking away in the background.
A what?
I actually really like their call, it's quite nice. But there must be a farm somewhere nearby.
Sort of sounds like a cat. No, not that cat. That cat.
After the peacock, a brown cuckoo dove starts hooting away. And then there's a song from one of Australia's coolest birds, the yellow-breasted boatbill. These guys are about as big as my thumb. They're bright yellow and black and white, and their bill looks like someone's chopped a canoe in half and glued it onto the front of their face. An awesome little word. But no whipbird yet.
There it is, an eastern whipbird, a male, adding to the most marvellous cacophony of rainforest birds.
A pretty awesome recording with about 18 species heard in just 1 minute. There's a great butcher bird calling outside my window now. But this recording with so many species and that amount of diversity, that just goes to show why the wet tropics is such a good place to go birding. Maybe some of you can head up there after the lockdown ends. See you next time.
Thanks, Elliot, and also to Bronwyn for recording this and sending it in. So, 18 or so species. Let me play a bit of that sound so that you can see how many you can hear. What a way to end the whippy part of this program. And now, on to more leggy sort of birds. Henry Cook took this recording of brolgers. He's in the Longreach Caravan Park in Western Queensland.
This group of birds has been marauding around the park for quite some time. They've pretty regular there, And for most people, they see the brolgers as this beautiful, elegant bird, and they really are. They're stunning. They're soft grey plumage, long, elegant necks, and a beautiful long beak, and this really lovely bright orange band of skin around the back of their head. The last thing people expect is this brolger slowly waltzes up to them, is a growling, pecking, hissing monster. They do this display because they know that people will give them food and try and get away from them. They're literally bullying people into giving them food. They're amazing. Anyway, I was eating a rice cake, so they came up and stole some rice cake from me, and when they wanted more, they started pecking the phone that I was doing the recording. You can hear the pecks at the end of the recording. Yeah. It was lovely to see them. They didn't actually bite me, so that was nice.
You can be like Henry and record a sound, and also record yourself talking about it if you like. Most phones have a recording function or even a video function. Do that. Send it to Offtrack at abc.net.au. Now, onto a mystery sound. Rob from Gladesville in Sydney sent in this middle-of-the-night call. He said it was a bird, and I had no idea. I went through all the birds I could think of in my head, and nothing. So I got in touch with Henry, who just recorded that brolger sound, because he knows Sydney birds like the back of his hand.
My name's Henry Cook. I'm an ecologist and wildlife photographer. I've got a pretty good handle on most of the birds of the Sydney region. I live there, and I tell you, I've been agonising over this call. The last few days, I've been playing it and playing it and playing it, just listening to it. It seems very familiar, but I can't place it. So I've given it to a few of my friends who I describe as gun birders. They're much better than me. They really know their stuff, and they can't place it either. So what we've come up with is that it might be a young owl species, like a bulbuck owl, and they often do some strange calls when they're young. Or it's a captive bird that's escaped. So hopefully one of your listeners might recognise it, and they might enlighten us. But yep, at the moment, remains a mystery.
Now, when I got in touch with Henry, I said it was a mystery bird sound, because that's what Rob from Gladesville said in his email. But when Henry came back to me with that response, I thought, oh, well, maybe I gave him a bum steer. I felt like I might have tripped him up somehow by saying it's a bird, but I still had genuinely no idea what I was listening to, so I started to email everyone I knew who had a chance at identifying it. And I was getting so many answers like Henry's. Maybe it's a juvenile owl. Maybe it's someone's pet bird. And then Carol Probitz got back to me.
I'm Carol Probitz, and I'm a birding guide based in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. It does sound quite bird-like, but I was fairly certain that there are no Sydney birds that make a sound like that. However, something in the back of my mind was saying, I think that might be a fox. Now, the usual sound that you hear foxes make is a kind of a very distinctive hoarse bark. It's a sound that you'll often hear in British TV shows. They add it when they're trying to evoke an eerie night scene. So it's obviously not that sound, but foxes do have a very wide range of different calls. And I was fairly certain that I had heard foxes make a sound similar to this one. So I did a quick search, and I found online an example of a fox making a call very much like this one.
Hi, it's Sean Dawley here from BirdLife Australia. When I first heard this call, I just had to double check it wasn't some weird brush turkey call that I didn't know of. But usually in these cases, when something strange is calling during the night, it's often a fox. So I went and checked, and there is a weird call that a fox gives that's known as the wow, wow, wow call. And that matches pretty well what's on this recording.
Sorry, Henry. I feel like I tripped you up. But we do love a challenge here at Off Track. So if you've got a sound, let's all try and solve it together. Send your sound to offtrack@abc.net.au. And Sean Dooley has been on his own adventures also. He sent me this recording from an island off the coast of Tasmania in November 2019, just late last year.
There are very few places in the world where the soundtrack to your morning is dripping with the calls of a critically endangered species. But that's what it's like on this perfect morning at Adventure Bay on Bruny Island. It has to be one of the most beautiful places on the planet. And it's also this year home to the majority of the world's population of swift parrots, which is what you can hear all around me. The conditions are just right. They don't breed here every year on Bruny Island, but the conditions are just right with the blue gum in flower. And the parrots have just congregated in this mass, feeding mass in the trees. It's an incredible feeling to hear this because it's something that on mainland Australia where the parrots migrate across in winter, it's something we chase and we're rarely successful in finding because they move across a vast area and the numbers are dwindling so fast.
From an island on one end of Australia to an island right at the other. Janet sent in this recording of white-cap noddies. Now, these noddies are smooth black seabirds, sleeker looking than a seagull. They do look, though, as if someone has smeared semi-dried whiteout across the top of their head as they flew past. You can record something rare if you hear it, of course. But if you'd like to send in mystery nature sounds, we'd also be happy to hear it. Every experience of the natural world is worth savouring. So send your recordings to offtrack@abc.net.au. Ryan sent in a recording with a mystery bird in it from Bermagui. Good one, Ryan. I sent it to an expert to help us understand what you were listening to.
G'day, my name is Shoshana, but just call me Sho for short. I live in Canberra where I'm currently studying bushstone curlews, also known as murder birds. I've been following them around Mulligan's Flat for the last few months, and now that I'm at home self-isolating, I'm analysing where they've been and what they've been up to. Choo, choo. The call of the eastern yellow robin. That has to be the standout voice in this dawn chorus. That choo choo is their dawn call. They sometimes make it at dusk too, but they pretty much don't sing in the daytime. You'll just notice them when they flip from tree to tree, landing on the sides of the trunks. And that call is what gives them their other name, the Dawn Harper. That's the name of their genus, Eopsaltria. And that's really fitting because they're usually the first birds you hear in the morning. And it's not hard to pick them out from the crowd too, because the tone of the choo, choo carries really far. I can just about imagine the grey fantails flitting from tree to tree, their musical singing which goes rambling from high notes to low and jumping all over the place. It's nearly onomatopoeic of the way they actually fly around. Flitting and dancing and tumbling like acrobats as they catch insects on the wings. In the same way that the grey fantail call, that squeaky fan, sounds kind of like the way they acrobat when they fly, I think the spinebill's call also sounds like the way they move around. That rapid piping sounds like they're in a big hurry, which these honey eaters always are. Spinebills have a long down-curved beak, which is for getting nectar out of flowers, whether that's blossoms from eucalypts or banksias. They are sugar fanatics, and they quickly dart around from tree to tree, and they stop and go as suddenly as they came. It must have been a really lucky morning at Bermagui, because there's not one but two species of cockatoos that are gracing the dawn chorus. The yellow-tailed black cockatoos are quite common down on the coast, and Nowra is named after their call, the Nowra, that creaky call of the yellow-tailed black cockatoos. But the other cockatoo I can hear here is the Gangang cockatoo, a bit smaller than their huge yellow-tailed cousin. The Gangangs have a similar creaky call, but a lot softer. It sounds like a door creaking open. And both of these birds are calling at the same time. And I could probably count on one hand the number of instances I've seen yellowtails and gangangs in the same place at the same time. So that's really special. The gangangs also are migrants on a kind of seasonal but not consistent basis. So they often will move up and down from the mountains. So in the summer, they'll go up there to feed on things like banksia cones. But then when it gets too cold, say in Kosciuszko in the Snowy Mountains, they'll come down into Canberra and even down onto the south coast.
So, Ryan from Bermagui, it's an eastern yellow robin that was your mystery birds. But in the process of recording it, you recorded some other 10 or so species. And finally, one more whipbird to finish off today's program, but not how you think it might be. Coralie from Seaforth has managed to record something that I've heard as well, but I've never had my phone on me to record it. This is one of the other sounds of the whipbirds. Eastern whitbirds chatter like this, talking to each other as they forage through the undergrowth. It's adorable, and it's an excellent recording, Coralie. Thank you. Remember, send me a sound by recording it on your phone. Even take a video if that's easiest, and email me the file offtrack@abc.net.au. And now, especially that we're in isolation, please record what you hear when you're out on your walk. With less human sounds in the area, you might just be surprised what you can hear. Maybe it'll be a microbat zooming around a tree or a chattering whitbird in the undergrowth. A big call out to those listeners in WA and the NT and also South Australia. The recordings that I get sent in are overwhelmingly from the East Coast, so don't let the human population density of that area win the arm wrestle for the noisiest nature state. I'm Anne Jones, and this is Off Track. Meet me right here in your headphones next time. That's when I'll take you somewhere else.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast.
Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.